Why isn't that in all the time we were together in Guinea, you never took me to Tombon?
Because everybody I know in my village and my family and my friends, I was the one and first person who decided to go outside of the tradition.
Do you remember the first time you proposed to me when we were in that village?
I don't know. I'm still really confident about the decision I made. And I had no idea about rings, you know, buying that and proposing to a girl and all that. And I organized the party even though it went terribly wrong because you hurt yourself.
I remember. I actually have so many regrets about that day. That was one of the sweetest things you've ever done.
It made it so whenever I need to go somewhere, I want you to be there. Whenever I need to move from place to place, I want you to be there, and you're always there. I just ended up creating this happiness and love around you and me traveling, because there's always something for me to worry about. Either I need to worry about your coffee, which we don't have coffee in Guinea. I need to worry about, you know, your packing, especially your personal stuff that you always forget. The camera, the passport, all the, like, the little things you need. I just enjoy that time.
Well, I guess one of the things that I remember about when we fell in love was I felt like you cared so much. You did so much to sort of care for my physical well-being.
When we talked about the marriage, like, you know, if you get married, we're going to have to come to the U.S.? I'm like, what? He said, yes. Told you that I don't know if that's possible because of my family. I don't know if they're going to let me go. I wasn't really excited about coming to U.S. before I met you. And when I met you, I was not at all.
What are your hopes for us as a couple after we get back from Guinea?
I think it's a really nice decision that we're going. We're going to have time to look back of things we did and things we've been through, life in U.S., and we're going to remember when everything started. It was in Guinea. I think we're going to come back with a whole new perspective.
It seems like living in the U.S., we have so many different choices. You have choices about what to buy, what to wear, what to drive, where to live, where to go, what to do with your life. You know, given a handful of choices, we always chose the same things.
Yeah, that's actually right. I never knew we were going to have a food drama. We never had in discussion about food.
We don't even
argument about food.
In the U.S., we don't even like to eat together.
Yeah,
and we always shared a plate in Guinea. We shared a plate every day. It's like our ideas of what the good life is.
Yeah.
Are really different when we've got so many more choices. But when we were living in Guinea, we always had the same opinion about everything. We always wanted to do things together.
Yeah, that's great.
It's been a totally different marriage here, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Are you looking forward to meet my parents, my whole family, the whole family thing?
More than anything. Yeah, I really am looking forward to meeting them.